Packers quarterback Jordan Love taking part in individual drills during Wednesday's practice, another sign that he is progressing through the NFL's concussion protocol and may have a chance to play against the Ravens on Saturday night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Backup Malik Willis did not practice due to illness. Team will get a late start today to allow players and coaches to celebrate Christmas. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
We'll have a different schedule tomorrow. Allow the guys, especially the guys, is probably more for our staff members that have young children. We give them the morning to spend time with their families, and then we'll bring the guys in. I think 11 o'clock is when we're going to start our meetings, and we'll have a condensed day, but we're still going to go out and practice.
As for the LaFleur family,
I'm sure we'll be getting up early in my house and opening presents, and about the minute we're done doing that, we'll be back at the office. So I don't think my wife thought I was a good boy this year, so I don't think she got me anything. I was on the naughty list.
Three games in the NFL to kick off Week 17 today, starting with the Cowboys and Commanders in Washington, D.C. Detroit and Minnesota will follow. Then it's the Broncos and the Chiefs going tonight. Former Badger T.J. Watt returned to practice with the Steelers on Wednesday for the first time since suffering a punctured lung. Steelers lead the AFC North by two games over Baltimore. Two Badger hockey standouts making the final U.S. roster for the World Junior Hockey Championships, which start this week in St. Paul and Minneapolis. Defenseman Logan Hensler and Luke Osborne were both named to the squad. Rest of the Badgers getting ready for the Quick Trip Holiday Classic in Milwaukee, which starts on Sunday. Badgers will open against Lake Superior State at 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. NBA annual Christmas Day slate will tip off in New York with five games. The Knicks will start things off against the Cavaliers at Madison Square Garden. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.